Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known
Radio. We are a a group of poets who hang out at allpoetry.com, and we are sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. I am A.P. Taylor. It's lovely to have you with us. I have my co-host with me as well. Hello, Deb. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I suspect I am a lot better than what I heard from my other co-host, Mr. J. Hatter. Hatter, how are you?
I have just mechanical problems today.
Please explain. Mechanical problems?
My wrists.
I
was raking in the yard yesterday. I woke up and I'm unable to use my hands for very much.
No.
I didn't know.
Basically, sounded like when you came on air that you were sort of, you'd been gone and punched by somebody, and it sounds like what's happened, except that your own hands had up.
Yeah. No, I was getting ready to set up in the other room. Is what you caught me at on the phone.
I wasn't sure what's going down.
And groans.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So okay, righto. We'll keep on punching forward. Now I should say something about that song, Hatter. I'm not sure if you have heard that one before. That is an Australian band called The Church from 1988. That particular song, Under the Milky Way Tonight, got to number 24 in the United States, and it got to 25 in New Zealand and 69 in Canada. And interestingly enough, it didn't go very well here. It got to like 22 when it was released. But it's one of those songs that sort of, there's some songs that age well, Hatter, and it's one of those songs that's aged very well.
I agree with you. They're called generational songs. You know, Stairway to Heaven has been one for
And these songs often don't do very well when they're released, but then they're sort of remembered very fondly. Now we do have a caller. Hello and welcome, 580. How are you?
Chaos.
Is that chaos?
Hello.
How are you?
How's it going?
Are you well? I'm very well. How about you?
I'm okay.
Okay, we'll take okay. I mean, we'll take okay. It's you know, it's late. This is Saturday night. We'll take okay. That's allowed. So, I should have said,
come on here. Maybe things will get better.
Oh, I don't think. Anyway, here we are, and it's good to be talking about milk. Chaos. We're talking about milk. Now, the reason we're talking about milk is because in Hatter's recent visit, I came to realize drank a little bit of milk, but I clearly don't, because Hatter drinks a considerably more than me. I was going to use other terms, but considerably more than me. And so we had to alter our milk supply when he was down here, because he is a lover of milk. Hatter, is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. Yes, it is.
I think it's fair to say. Milk. Yes. And so, you know, we went out there and did some different things to keep up with Hatter and milk. And so I thought we should talk about milk. And so that is what we're talking about today. But of course, you can go and use milk in different ways. One of the examples of that, of course, was the church song where it was talking about the Milky Way. Yeah, so you can talk about the Milky Way, you can talk about all sorts of different things. You don't just have to talk about the white stuff that used to sit in glass bottles. You can talk about different things. And so that's why I chose it. So there you go. Milk. So that's what we're on about today. Thank you to those people who put some poems on the board, which is always good to see. And And, of course, this being my week, Hatter, this means that you have to think about what on earth we're going to do for next week, right? So I have to, you know, prompt you right now and say, it may well be that I'll be calling on you soon to say, what are we doing next? Yeah? Because that time will come around quickly. It always does.
Okay.
Okay. Okie doke. So I think I'm going to go for your poem first, Deb. I don't think we've ever done that. Can we go for your poem first?
We can.
Oh, I should have asked, Hatter, do you have a poem for Milk?
No, I do not. I've had a rough couple of days, AP.
Right. No, I know. You were always going to struggle with the jet lag back. Coming out was bad enough, but coming back was always going to be more fun. I could have told you that, but I didn't want to because it just would have made you feel worse. So, anyways, just saying.
I was next to some cool people.
Oh, well, that's, yes. I
said, when we travel back, I was with some cool people.
Yes, Hatter, sorry.
I was just saying, I, on the trip back, I was on the same aisle as some cool people, really cool people. We got along great, so it made it easier.
Oh, cool. I'm glad. I'm very glad. So, okie doke, Deb, we're in your hands for the great subject of Milk.
Okie dokie. Well, my poem is called Spilled Milk is White. Still blood is red. Do they blend to pink? And here we go. Dotted cows moo at the dairy farm, and on dried leaves, hooves crunch as the cattle spread out to go dine, grazing in the green field to munch. Then herd dogs line them up for milking. Farmers clean their udders with iodines. Now every cow produces 8 gallons, from teat hook to suction tube lines. The milk is pasteurized and homogenized, bottled and trucked to grocery stores, churned into butter, and crocked to sell at the corner farmer's booth outdoors. Out of milk to make the milkshakes, so he drives off to the plaza to shop. Walk to the mailbox and my eyes spot him, stopping feet in my tracks as the letters drop. Grab the binoculars from the dresser, step outside, spy him with hazel green eyes, down by the barn with the farmer's daughter, and that bleach bond with my guy. Red hues stain and then blur the lenses. My head fills with the echo of a silent scream. But no sobbing into my coffee cup today. The salt just separates the sugar and cream. Sitting in the kitchen now as he strolls in, carrying milk and the ice cream in a sack. I slam the big brain with the skillet, then the little brain with the whooshed whack. My teardrops spill and the crimson puddle splattered from my eight and my broken smile. But eyes weep not for the liquid white pool that lay all over the linoleum floor tiles. They spill for the coffee in my periwinkle mug sitting on the table that I now cannot drink. That little brain blood splashed in my Java, showing me that milk does blend into pink and pulp.
Well, Sid. Well,
yeah.
There was something sort of milky about that little tale. And, it had everything that I'm used to seeing from a Deb sort of dark poem, from the blood through to the periwinkle, and this time, of course, we're adding milk. So, no, very cool. Chaos, did you want to say a few words about Deb's exploration of milk?
Well, I never thought milk would make her go there. But I love when she goes psychotic.
down, I bring you. Take you out of the house.
Every now and then she does, and for some reason it's always periwinkle. I'm just going to call it periwinkle psychosis now. It's just what it is. It's periwinkle psychosis.
I love that.
It's a new thing. They should put it into the books now. Periwinkle psychosis.
DSM, you know, 85 or up to should have that in it. I think that's a great idea, Kurt.
But yeah, this was a really fun psychotic break. Yeah, love it, Dad.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Chaos.
Brilliant.
Great comment.
Brilliant comment.
My periwinkle psychosis.
Love the comment. Hannah, did you want to say a few words about Deb's piece here?
Well, first he's finger painting on the lino, right? Well, whatever did you think of mixing blood with milk? Maybe he was just buying you, he's buying you a treat. That's ice cream, huh? Bam, bam.
From who? The farmer's daughter behind the barn? I don't think so.
Oh, behind the barn. Oh, behind the barn. Well, this is a very disturbed.
Pluto.
you read it with such a happy, yeah, such a happy, I burned all your shit kind of thing.
Well, it still has clothes. I went with
she always reads her psychic ones happily.
Yeah, no, I even my author's note says I pleaded temporary insanity and then wrote a poem. So I guess that kind of goes with my periwinkle psychosis. So, but no, actually, like I said, I saw the picture and it looked kind of like where was that? So anyway, it was fun.
Well done, Deb. Brilliant place to start, I thought. I mean, pretty hard to know where to go with that. I mean, but brilliant place to start. I loved it a lot. So, and your delivery, the whole thing, really. So, good place to kick off, I say. Psychosis and milk. Ada, we need to remember that. Psychosis and milk.
Well, it's bad enough to mess with my milk because I could give Hatter a run for the money with... as much as I enjoy milk, but then you got blood in my coffee, and that's just unacceptable.
No,
it's totally unacceptable.
Completely. Yeah. I mean, you know, put anything in your coffee to sort of disturb things, Deb, and, you know, it's a bit like, you know, when you had to not have coffee for that 24 hours, it was a bit like, oh, my God, what's going to happen?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Anything.
Perfect comparison.
Yeah. Anything could happen. Anyway, there you go. Now, we have a couple of SoundCloud, Deb, and we have a couple of people who support the show all the time, and that's Jenny the Deep and Pee-wee, and so I was thinking we might go with Jenny first, who is a very excellent, prolific writer. And let me grab her poem off the board and put it on our board and then play the sound clip. So bear with me. And hello to Poeta, too, by the way, who's on the board. And Hatter, you're showing off there with your bottle of Corona.
What?
You're showing off the picture on the board.
Yeah, that's present time. Zoom.
Yep. So Haddock came over to get some gold, and get some gold he got. Yeah. You can see Exhibit A on the bench there. Yeah. So I thought that was
pretty like a lot.
So it's not bad, actually. I was quite pleased. So
wow.
I thought we did well. So there you go. So Exhibit A, Australian gold, for the record.
Yep. Alluvium, sorry, yep. Right at the top.
Exhibit A. Okay, let me go to the board, and I am going to play Jenny's poem now on milk. Here we go.
Don't cry over spilled milk. Clean up your own mess. All I do is cry over spilled milk.
Turn up.
Never was one to be able to problem solve. An empty vessel living in constant dampness. Overthinking, over emotional. All the time. I can't seem to clean up my own messes like normal people do. Instead, I dwell until spoiled. Eating me up inside is nauseating secrets, soiled by flooding sticky spills. Will I ever cope with this growing demise? Maybe I'll pour another glass and try again. Too late, I already let my milky soul sour. Nothing seems to help me now. Not even a cold shower or a good hug. Don't let a little spilled milk ruin your day. Or like me, you'll expire curdled and ratchet. End poem.
Lots of lovely milky curdling terms there, Jenny. I'd most appreciated that. Deb, did you want to say a few words about the piece from Jenny?
Yeah, you know, aside from the poem, I like there was a certain attitude in her voice as she was reading it, and I got a kick out of that. All I do is cry over spilled milk. Never was one to be able to problem solve. An empty vessel living in a constant dampness. But I like, by the time we get down to the bottom here, towards the bottom, instead I dwell until spoiled, eating me up inside in nauseating secrets, soiled by flooding, sticky spills. I too like the play on words with the spills and the sour. And then at the end there, don't let a little spilled milk ruin your day. Or like me, you'll expire curdled and ratchet. So, I mean, all the way through, she kept it the milk metaphors going. But she ended it with, you know, a pep talk there. Don't let the spilled milk spoil your day. And like me, take matters into your own hands and make it a little better. So I thought that this one went very well with the way the show was heading so far. Really cool show.
And Hatter, did you want to say a few words about Jenny's piece?
Yeah. When you feel like you're the lowest, isn't it that time is the one thing that will help you? Just don't waste any, you know. That's all I got to say. I'm a bad example of it.
Okay. No, that's cool. Thank you, Ada. And Chaos, did you want to say a few words about Jenny's milky piece?
I was just commenting on it, how I liked the feeling was throughout. I really liked that there was a positive spin at the end of the thing. I kind of do the same thing in some of my work, too. I tend to go into the deep dark and try a positive spin at the end. Well, try. Sometimes I just go into the deep dark, but I love that power, that positive spin in the end of you know, don't let it ruin you. To as bad as it can get, as spoiled as things can be, don't let it get that way.
Thanks, Cuts. Quite
good job on that.
So, thank you for giving us your feedback on that. And I was going to think, mine is not a psychotic poem, Poeta or Peewee, who are listening in. Mine is not the least a psychotic poem, but I'm going to give it anyway. I'm going to do it now because I did do one on Milk Hatter. I talked about the very issue that we talked about at the front of the show. And, of course, being a poet, I went and overstated everything, because that's what you've got to do. You need a story. This is Demand Unforeseen, and it goes a little bit like this. I'm on a restriction, so only keep one carton of milk in the fridge, but then had a bided sweep and the demand needed to bridge. Started with delivery off the web, multiple cartons were left to stow, but surely as that cold did ebb, still insufficient was left to flow. So I started to think of solutions, be a shop with a corporate account, or maybe store powders for dilutions as the empty bottles did mount. Maybe I needed grass out the back. Grab a cow, that would be a memento. But just as soon as I turned my back, had to return to Sacramento. End poem.
Whoa. Yeah, you bake me a chocolate cake, worried about milk?
Well, I didn't use milk in it. It was a milk-free recipe, Hatter. It was a World War II recipe.
Well,
I didn't have milk in it.
You have to have milk with chocolate cake.
No, it didn't have any milk. I couldn't put milk in anyway because you were drinking it all. So, you know, but putting that to one side,
you got to have a glass of milk with your piece of cake.
That's
very
true. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. That is a fair piece of feedback, Adam. That's a fair piece of feedback. I take that on board. So, but I did make a chocolate cake for the record, and it was without milk, because you know we didn't have a lot, and so you know we made do with what we had, you know. So, and we went from there. And as I said, specifically a World War II recipe where they didn't have very many eggs and milk, and so you sort of do the one pot thing, and away you go. Anyway, poem's not about chocolate cake. The poem's about milk. Deb, did you want to say a few words about my poem about milk?
Yeah, you know, I thought it was really fun and playful, and I like how you, like you even mentioned Hatter in it. I was giggling, and I'm sitting there, but I have to say, when you got to the part, or maybe store powdered for dilutions, and that was like an ill. No, not powdered milk, never. It was just like, don't go there. I don't like powdered creamer,
okay.
I don't like powdered milk.
Not, okay.
But
okay.
No, I thought it was a really fun write. And your memento, Sacramento, is pretty cool, and I like that it made Hatter laugh, too. So, great work.
I've got to say, Deb, I have never rhymed memento before. It was a first for me. You know, like you know, as a rhyming poet, I've rhymed most words, but I have never rhymed memento before. So there you go. First for me. Hatter, what did you think? You were mentioned.
Oh, I liked it. Again, rhyming Sacramento was a good ending. That made me smile. No, I liked it, AP. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll take that. Like is good. Chaos, what did you think of the milky attempt of a poem?
As you heard, I had to agree with that powdered milk. Wow, no, never.
Yes. Understood.
This was really fun.
Now.
This was really. Is there like a shortage of milk there? What?
No. No, there's not. I mean, there's lots of cows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's lots of cows.
I'm just curious.
Use most of it. No, there's no shortage. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, did Hatter cause one?
So that probably meant, well, it should have been a Hatter created one if he'd been here a bit longer. But no. Hatter is now back in Sacramento, and the balance of cows and milk in the world has been restored.
Oh good.
Sleep
okay.
on that comment.
Yeah.
Wait till sweet. Wait till sweet.
Occasionally around here we have like egg shortages or something, but never milk. But
no.
It's just.
There's no egg shortage. They're just manipulating us. There's no egg shortage.
They're manipulating us and charging us $40 a box for them.
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah.
It's probably a thing about the chickens, Hatter. It's probably planning some sort of grand takeover of the world behind our backs or something.
Yeah.
It's probably just the chickens.
I still have my finger on the pulse of the farming Central Valley. I would have heard something about that, and I don't believe it for a second. I think it's just a way of picking one thing and seeing if we'll pay for it. If everybody boycotted, get together and boycotted for just 2 days, any one corporation, they would be on their knees begging you. Prices would shoot down, but we can't get together, so they're just playing us. Just the way it is, and you know the truckers can't afford to do it because the fuel and the maintenance is material skyrocketed. It all boils from there.
Yep.
I mean,
there you
go.
Yeah,
for a while it boiled up to $9.99 a dozen.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
It has fallen. The price has fallen some, I must admit, but.
Yeah, it has. It's dropped tremendously now, but it did. It went from I buy them five dozen at a time, and it was $40 for a box.
That's a lot of eggs.
What happened? that now the price came down. What happened? Anything?
I don't know. I think people could buy them.
The price of diesel came down $2 a gallon.
And it went up how much? See, this is what they do. We're good at it.
Are we spouting conspiracies, Hatter?
I don't think it's conspiracies. There's been a target on the back of the farmers for many years in this country. And there's a reason. It's called real estate and manipulating both ends of the freaking bargain. You know, they tax us to death, raise the prices because I didn't know if you'd hear that, but it's just a game to them.
Yeah.
Just look at it like the pharmaceuticals. A $38 shot that you need once a week. Now, when they found out that it could cure something else in elderly, it went up to $600 a shot. Because they can. That's why. And that's the problem with everything.
Sidebar. Can I do a sidebar? Sidebar. Deb, have you read Pee-wee's?
I have not.
Can I? Just for the record, we are PG-13, aren't we? Yes.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I'll go look, and here's a second to lighten the mood.
Yes. Hey. It's a cow.
Just saying.
So make sure that we don't want to put something on air that is going to see us be questioned about whether or not we're following our guidelines for PG-13 Hatter. So let me just get the all clear from Deb before we play the SoundCloud and do that stuff. So bear with me while I get the clearance. Deb is the person that does this stuff. She's the sort of person who keeps us out of trouble. Yeah. We rely on Deb here to cover our rear ends, so to speak. So while that's happening, I should ask Hatter. Hatter, have you thought about what we are going to do for next week?
Yeah, secret rooms.
Ah, that's a good topic. I like that. Secret rooms is where we're going for next week.
Yeah.
Secret rooms. Yeah, cool. Good choice, Hatter. I like that.
Should be some interesting rates.
I like that as a topic. I think you've done well. And I should ask, to Chaos, did you do any sort of milk-related poem while we're having this little break in proceedings?
I was muted. I'm sorry. Here I am.
Oh, that's okay. I was just asking
I have a child that pops in and out of the room. Yes, I did milk this week.
Oh, did you do a poem
milk
for us?
I
wow
did.
Wow, I'm so
actually, oh, this is hilarious. Last week, right? Y'all did a show last week.
Yes, that's right.
But
exactly.
At 3 minutes to 8 my time, which is when your show is.
Yes.
My cousin calls
yes
me. And I'm like,
oh,
I am doing my author's notes for my poem. I need to get off of here.
Yes.
The show is in 3 minutes.
Yes.
Please, let me go
yes
to finish my
yes
stuff. It's now.
Okay.
Yes. And did you?
Yeah, I panicked. I thought it was last week. So it's been on. For a week.
Well, yes. Well, that was just bad scheduling of airlines that caused, you
yeah
know.
Yeah,
so one of those things.
But it's ready.
Know, so,
if someone could get it for me, because I don't know how to do it on my tablet. It's the
okay
second
no
one.
No, no, no.
Well,
What is it called, Chaos? What's the poem called?
Heaven help the one who lost the most.
Okay, bear with me. Bear with me. Give me two ticks. I'm just going to grab it. Is heaven help the one who lost the most. Here we go. I've got it. And I'm putting it up on the board. Now, it should be there when you look.
Yeah. It's a roundabout way of for milk. It is milk leads
okay
to milk it for all it's worth. Milk
yeah
it for all it's worth is the first line in a song called Had Enough by Breaking Benjamin. Breaking Benjamin not only has the song Had Enough, but it also has they also have a song called Until the End. So all that together come up with this poem.
Well done, you.
So
no, I like rational thinking and stuff comes together.
So here goes. Heaven help the one who lost the most. Anger. Anger? Where did this come from? Blown into the distance. Did you really want this? Sadness. Sadness? When did you change so much? Pushed so far away. Do you really mean what you say? Coldness. Coldness? How did things go so wrong? No longer pushing, just gone. Do you realize what you've done? Emptiness. Living in such painful silence. Do you hear it too? Willfulness. We lost you. What did you lose? The end.
I like where you took that. I like where you took that, Chaos. It had strength. It had questions. Lots of questions. And it had power. I could hear it in your voice. It had power. So I enjoyed that a lot. Very, very well done.
Yep.
Hannah, did you want to say a few words about Chaos's poem?
I like the way you structured it. So it's a subtitle thing with question marks. Coldness. Where's the milk tie-in? The cold.
It's in the AN. It's a long journey to the milk.
Okay.
Milk it for all it's worth. Had enough.
Okay.
And until the end.
Gotcha.
It led me to Barry
King
Benjamin.
Very interesting lateral way of doing it, Chaos. I'm impressed.
It was funny how milk took me straight for Breaking Benjamin.
Oh, I think that's wonderful. I really do. I think there's something really cool about
that. I had
cool
angry milk. My daughter just
snuck
up on me and said, angry milk.
That's funky. I like that even better. Deb, are you back with us?
I am, yeah, and for one thing, I noticed that there was a bit of attitude in your voice while you were reading, for one thing, and I think that it was really cool, like, milk it for all it's worth. When did you change so much, push so far away? Do you really mean what you say? And it's like sometimes people go for full-on drama mode and they start saying things and you don't even know if they realize what they're saying, let alone mean it. So I think it goes very well with the milk it for all it's worth, and then the break in Benjamin that cracked me up. So I think it was a fun one, Chaos. And on the sidebar, Pee Wee, thanks for understanding.
Yes. Perfect. Thank you, Doug. Excellent. Thank you all. And now you were away, I think, when Hatter, when asked, came up with his prompt for next week.
Yeah, secret room. Very interesting.
Secret, yeah. Well, I think that's a really good prompt, so I'm very pleased with that. Deb, did you want to go and push any shows that are coming up in the next little bit?
Sure. So Monday at 10 on Personal Prompt Monday, we are featuring quotes by the poetic Picasso, and I chose some really cool lines from Frank's. And I also am introducing a new artist for that show as well, Stephen Goad. He's got a fantasy, futuristic, like one of the pictures looks like the what's the motorcycle rider with the that's into Ghost Rider, and there's dragons and there's fun stuff and there's dark stuff and there's some ravens, so it should be a very interesting show. But the series has been going so well, and I'm really thrilled, and we are somewhere in July we'll come to the end of it, but I can't believe how many months we actually had it, and it was such a pleasure to get to feature all the people that support us, and that was the goal for us all along, was to give back to those who week after week, night after night, support the shows and give us their valuable time and creativity. So happy to have those. And then we are off on Tuesday, and then Crystal is doing her once a month show on Wednesday. And
beautiful.
She hasn't put up her board yet, so stay tuned and keep an eye out for that. And then we have Sweet Pea on Thursday night, and we have the Man Cave on Friday night, and then it brings us right back here to those secret rooms. So there's a quick peek at the whole week.
The whole week.
And, of course, I'll be meeting up with you guys tomorrow so that we can judge the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation contest. So I'm looking forward to reading those poems with you guys.
Okay. Let's do that. So that's all coming up, and we've got had a secret doors for was that right? Secret doors?
Secret rooms.
Rooms.
Secret, rooms. Yeah.
Secret rooms.
Which has secret, has rooms.
Secret
well, doors.
Secret rooms.
Have secret doors.
You got to have secret doors to get to the secret rooms, or otherwise, I guess there's going to be just a corridor, and they wouldn't be that secret, would they?
Right.
Where's
that going? Where's that going?
Yeah.
Might be a room.
Also, a quick shout out for A Poetic Slice of Life on Wednesday at 7:30. They will be featuring none other than the piano man, Mr. Billy Joel, who is one of Stephen's favorites, and they have some really great songs on their topic board for the prompts. So that ought to be a great show. And during those shows, they usually play a lot of the music to the person that they feature, so that should be cool. And then Sky is on Thursday night with Star Wars Volume 19, Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. So on those, she'll take anything to do with the movie, one of the quotes, or one of the characters. So those are the two shows coming up over at A Poetic Slice, and she goes live at 8 p.m., so 7:30 Wednesday and 8 p.m. on Thursday. Back to you.
Great movie, that one, by the way. Great movie, that one. Probably the most critically well-acclaimed of the Star Wars series, The Empire Strikes Back. It always features in the top 20 movies of all time. So there you go.
I forgot I had one more thing for you guys.
Yes, Chaos.
Well, I forgot my piece of art for you guys this week.
Oh, your piece of art. Ooh, okay. What have you got for it?
It is more literal. It is more literal.
That's okay.
If I can get it up there for you.
Did it
post?
I don't see it yet.
Having a look.
You don't see it yet. Okay, let me see it then.
Here it comes. There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
It is a painting of one of those photos of Milk Drop.
Oh. Oh, wow.
I can see the movement of the splash.
That's really cool, Chaos.
Yeah. Is it black
really
paper?
Cool. I love that a lot.
Yeah, it's black paper with white acrylic paint.
Way cool.
That's
it really,
really
does
cool.
Look like Rob just made
it looks slightly blurry to me, but maybe it's just because I don't have my glasses on. I don't know.
No.
But, yeah, no. I had fun with that this week with at literal milk and then my other twisty-turny milk.
Brilliant.
I
love your work, as always, Chaos. I think that looks fantastic.
Thank you. But yeah, I'm trying to get in the habit of doing one piece of art and one poem for you guys.
That
aww.
Is wonderful. I feel most honored that you're doing that. To be honest, I think it's great.
Me too. I think it's fantastic. Thank you, Chaos.
Thank you. It
you're
is
welcome.
Much appreciated.
Keeps my brain going, and you guys are like so awesome that I like to do the little extra for your show.
Trying to avoid Perry Winter's psychosis with me, huh?
Hmm?
Yeah, no.
Trying to avoid Perry Winter's psychosis?
Well, I do the Monday shows and I do the Saturday shows. So.
There you go.
Yeah. So. Mondays, I have the art to write to, and then Saturdays, I have art to make for.
Sounds like an awesome comedy.
Yeah.
I think it's wonderful. Thank you, Chaos. I think it's wonderful.
Thank
so.
You.
Oh,
you guys really inspire me.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I really do. I love that you do the poems, which are always interesting. Like that, I love the rationale of the milk poem. I thought that was brilliant. And having your art there as well is just perfect. It just inspires me as a budding sort of I look at your stuff and I think that's just wonderful. So thank you.
I can't believe that hour flew by so fast.
It's amazing.
It's flown by.
I know. We just sort of started. We rocked on with the church, and before we know it, we're almost an hour down the track. So, and I'm going to finish with the church again. I really love the church. Just between you and me, it's just a great song. I am going to finish with the church, and we've got secret rooms for the next episode, and we will be back. And are we back at the same time, Deb, next week?
Yes. For the foreseeable future, it will be doing the...
Perfect. Perfect. And my friend Hatter will be on the hosting duties next week, and so I will sit in the background and politely listen, which is what we do. And meantime, I'm going to the wall. I should thank all of our contributors for the episode today. So that's Deb and Jenny and Chaos and myself. And we will be back with the wonderful world of the secret rooms for next week. And for all those programs during the week, listen in to A Team of Voices. And meantime, here at the church, under the Milky Way tonight. Bye, everybody.
Thanks again for understanding, Pee-wee. Night all. Love and respect.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Pee-wee. Talk soon.
Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what leaves you here despite your
well before I close, I should say that that is an operational problem of trying to do art at the same time as you're finishing a show. You actually go and hit another one of the songs part of the way through. That's the Bittersweet Symphony, completely without trying to do it. We will see you next week for Secret Rooms. And until then, have a great week. And we'll catch you very soon. Bye, all.
Night.